it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're not going to say the location. We're not going to say the location. But Jason invited me to a place that I don't like, and I said no. Should I have said no?
You should have, because you would have been a total tool bag about it and a nightmare at dinner. But a normal human being, I cannot imagine ever a friend invites you to come to dinner.
Yeah.
And then when you hear the spot, you're like, eh, I'm out.
So it wasn't a, I'm busy, I've got things going on. It's, I'm too good for this place.
No.
Well, there was a little bit of sort of show related. You can say it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Chi-Chi's. I don't.
I didn't know that he was railing about it. I don't hang on every segment of this show.
Lucky. Yeah. that was uncalled for. Well, it's become a bit on the show the last few years, man. Because
you don't want it.
Well,
you don't
care. No. Carter started it by, he goes, God, if any restaurant could come back, what would it be? And he said, of all the restaurants ever in the state of Minnesota, he said Chi-Chi's. And the two of us.
Because it's funny. It's a funny answer. Oh, he means it?
He meant it. He meant we were doubled over in laughter.
That's very funny.
So now it's kind of in my bit to poke fun at Chi-Chi's. You know, so then I felt like I
listen
be
to
a
how
hypocrite.
Much this man like thinks that his cute little radio show matters.
He's very important.
Like, well, I've dedicated 3 years to making fun of Chi-Chi's.
It's my bit.
I can't go there for a free dinner.
They'll know.
So, it's not what I'm saying.
You walk in the door, McDermott, the owner is like,
there's pictures of me up there with an X across it.
I mean, I met Chi-Chi herself.
Rodriguez?
No.
Famous Chi-Chi's. Dave, I got Chi-Chi Rodriguez. We got the restaurant. You got? Do you have another one?
I'll work on it.
Yeah. I always thought it was named after Chi-Chi Rodriguez. I didn't know.
Didn't know. So who is Chi-Chi?
It's Michael McDermott's mother.
Okay.
Her nickname is Chi-Chi.
Oh, okay.
And so she has a place on Bay Lake, and I was up on Bay Lake, and a friend is like, have you ever met Chi-Chi? I'm like, no.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Being, you know, you're on one of these lakes in Minnesota. It's like, you know, everybody knows each other. They just call up Chi-Chi.
Yeah.
Like, Cheech, come down to the dock.
Yeah.
And then I met Chi-Chi and it was great.
Did she bring you a chimichanga? Did she bring you fried ice cream?
Free chips and salsa?
Free chips and salsa.
You know, she wasn't. Yeah, she wasn't.
Very average Mexican food, I hate to say.
Well, it's a different. Again, he just can't even.
Why do you have to do that?
You don't even know. When's the last time you went?
When? I went to Chi-Chi's plenty of times. Well, it hasn't been open in a while. I hope they kill it. I hope they have great success. I really do. You know? I believe.
I have no opinion one way or the other. I'm just going to see if it's any good.
Yeah. You're going for the free meal.
Gosh, I can't afford a meal.
Yeah.
So.
And you're probably.
You sound like the ding-dongs who want to attack like
every food writer. And you're probably writing a review.
No, but I'll write like a first look.
A blurb.
Like, what's it look like?
Do you go with a blurb?
I like a blurb.
Yeah, a blurb.
People don't have the attention span to read anything longer than a blurb.
That's probably where we go.
I don't know. Why bother?
I lied to you. I got caught up in something yesterday. I did not hear Cupcella.
Okay.
I'm inclined to podcast. Okay.
I would say it was worth it.
Okay.
I got quite a bit of feedback from other people listening.
So, we had talked off air.
Yes.
And I think we both were in somewhat of agreement. What is new to the story? What is new if you've paid attention from George Floyd on with jobs and facts?
Right.
What facts? What is different for the person who's paid attention? From your conversation with Rick, do you think this covers new info?
No.
Yeah.
I also think in some regards and I told him, I'm like, I don't want to get into a like argument about your data points, because I think the general gist I agree with. The general gist is we don't have enough cops. Crime is up compared to pre-pandemic. Yep. And it is.
Right.
I went and checked all this stuff yesterday.
Yep.
It is up pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We have too many vacancies in downtown Minneapolis.
And the number one reason why we have so many vacancies is COVID.
Yes.
Period. End of statement.
He is obsessed with this idea that we are recovering slower than anybody else, which, first of all, I don't know that that's true. Yeah. Second of all,
because I've looked up data that doesn't show that.
The variety of the range is not as big as you might think, right? So if you're ranked 38th in recovery, is that different from 18th?
Yeah.
Not
right.
really.
Right.
Here's what frustrates me about what's going to happen with this thing. Again, I agree. We have too many vacancies. We didn't have enough people come back to work.
Right.
I said, I'm like, Rick, don't you think we would be the slowest? Because George Floyd was killed here.
It happened.
The riots were
right
here.
Here.
Why wouldn't we be the slowest?
Is he suggesting, and I'm going to podcast this, and I encourage everybody to check out Jason's show on a regular basis and podcast it, okay?
Thank you.
Is he suggesting that the pandemic and the lack of return, that's a blip, that it's still just all Floyd related or mainly Floyd related?
I think he is very in bed with like the property owners and the business community.
Did they sponsor this?
He wouldn't say.
Yeah, he should.
And I said, I'm like, well, how can you say, like, we need more transparency, we have to trust you, and then you're not going to tell me?
Yeah.
I said, I'm like, did anyone you interviewed in this thing, or any of these people who are in this thing, did they give you money?
Yeah.
And he said no.
Okay. That's good.
So that's good.
Right.
And look, you don't have to say who funded you. And, like, you know, every media organization has funded. But when you're presenting a point of view, like, I think, also be proud. Like, yeah, the business community is pissed about how things have gone, and they want to get this message out. My point is just, I think people know this. I mean, what's the surprise?
Well, because I'll say this. I've received so many emails or DMs. You need to watch. And I'm like,
well, that's what's going to happen.
We talk about this
every day,
all the time.
Yes. And so here's what's going to happen. As soon as this airs tonight, for the next month, you and I are going to get messages from people.
Yeah.
Like, why won't you talk about that?
Right.
We're like, well, you're talking about topics that are 2 years old. And if this doc, now I'm prepared to be proven wrong if this documentary has other stuff, but like, we had ample opportunity to say what was new and he didn't.
Right.
So I guess if you haven't been paying attention, fine. But this, to me, is just going to be weaponized by people who hate the city. For some reason, we're calling it a precarious state when it seems to me it's really about a precarious city.
Yeah. Everything I've seen in the clips, it's not about Minnesota. And I read something today, too, where here are the top four states where people have moved in the last five some years. California is one.
Yeah.
New York is four. Do you know what two and three are? Florida and Texas.
Right.
Okay. These are enormous states.
Yes.
Right? And
I'm worried about, I know it's not popular to say I'm worried about rich people moving away, but, you know, the rich people pay the taxes here.
Correct.
So I am worried about, so I do think these are valid things to be worried about, but Pat Garofalo has been talking about people moving out of this state for more than a year. And he's done it on your show and my show.
Forever.
Yes. Okay. So none of this, to me, it's like, well, now we have a new weapon for people who just want to take a dump on our own community without providing solutions. If you want to talk solutions, you can have an hour of my show. Let's go.
Well, couple things here. The individuals, and maybe they're texting right now, who take joy in Minneapolis suffering, you're just indirectly hurting yourself.
Yeah.
You should want the major cities in particular to flourish. They are the tax base.
Yes.
They are the cash cow. They are the ones who bring the big businesses here, which benefit all of us. And neither one of us has ever suggested that we don't need more police down here.
We do.
Or at night, there aren't more areas which now are unsafe than before. But this nonsense, as three people who are down here on a daily basis outside when I flee the state in the winter, and that's just because of the weather. That's nothing to do with safety. Yeah. We're down here every day. If you think 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, it's so unsafe you can't come down here, you're lying or you're just not informed.
And I think we're not denying it. I do think 2 years ago, if you would have asked Democratic leadership in this city, would they have been as open as saying, like, yeah, things aren't going great?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it's fair to say, like, you guys were too slow to take it seriously.
Yep.
I think we're at the point now where it's like, all right, like, what should we do?
Well, also,
an hour long, here's all our problems that you have to pay as an infomercial to buy the airtime to get it on TV.
Yeah. There's also, on the positive side, you know, Fry's running, let's be honest, he's running against Fate. And Fate is like any challenger saying, we have to change things. So Jacob is going further than I believe is reality and saying about the comeback.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what any incumbent is doing when they're running for Senate, whatever, that we're better off now. Still has a long ways to go. But
for sure.
Again, if you're taking pride in this, it just is bizarre to me. 52 past 2 here on CCO.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the last thing. I will watch it.
Like on double speed?
Yeah.
On the video?
No. And if it comes out, there's all sorts of new revelatory information. But
I'd have him back on if there's stuff in there that I didn't know before.
Yeah. But in the information I've been consuming so far, it's going over data which has been out there for years.
Yes. Yeah, we're not disagreeing with the assertion.
No,
like
no.
The assertion that we don't have enough cops, yes.
1,000%.
But also, the part of this that the people who are always saying, like, we need more cops, I think don't acknowledge. There is money in the budget for all of those more cops. But people are retiring, and, like, you can add 100 new. Well, you can't add 100 new in a graduating class, but you add 50 new, 75 new, and then 100 people retire. I mean, it's a process. Like, they're adding, but every year it's only like a net 25 or 30.
That's it. And I saw some folks who are further on the left who are absolutely anti-Fry, and they're still mad because we had hundreds retire.
Oh, yeah.
And there's this feeling that some of them might not have had the legitimate PTSD that some suggested. Yeah. Okay. Could there be some of those that...
Yeah, the state law changed to allow...
Right.
So, too bad.
Right.
I don't know.
They had the ability to step away.
Yeah.
I am not going to be the one here to go officer to officer and say, you're faking it.
No.
Right?
No.
There are people in all sorts of industries who take creative license with their job.
Of course.
And what they can do.
The sick days or the leave or whatever.
Yeah. Bottom line.
Now you're anti-worker. The far left is anti-worker only when those workers are police officers.
Yeah, correct. And some of those folks were defund. I mean, let's just admit, Omar Fateh.
Yes, it was
absolutely was defund the police.
But he's also allowed to change his mind and be like, that was too far.
He should say that.
No one ever admits
and not
that.
Say,
correct.
I never said that when it's all over the place.
Yes.
In what he was talking about. And
it's fraudulent.
Neither one of us was ever for defund the police.
No.
Both of us right away, you were still at TV, had the show, I'm here, called it out that day. And even like You know, I remember Brower on with you, and I've known Brower ever since I came back here. And David's like, we don't need more cops. The data shows it. David, I've known you forever. Couldn't disagree with you more.
Yeah.
We need to have the right police officers.
Yes.
But no, I don't automatically buy more officers means more arrests.
More trouble.
Right.
More bad.
It can lead to wrong arrests, but the overwhelming positive.
Well, we tried it. We have the data, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We didn't intentionally try it, but we do have the data.
No. Jason, for the next 3 hours here on CCO.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.